Hi everybody, this is Ron from the Creation Lightship, and we're going to be doing lots of healings tonight, so if you're interested in having that, just stay with us here. We'll be going to the Creation Lightship near the end of the hour here, where they'll be doing physical healings with you. You'll be bilocated out of time and be up there consciously. Some people can actually physically see on the lightship, so it'll be just a wonderful session. That'll probably be about 40 after the hour. And we had some requests from the last show at the very end of it to bring in the Creation Lightships, one of the Defense Fleet ships. This is one of the ships that actually go out and battle the darkness to clear away negativity on the dark side out there to help us have a better life here. So we're going to bring in that energy right now here so you can experience that. It's a very, very loving energy. And we'll just bring it in here. If you wish to come to the website here, on Dom's site here, just go to Creation Lightship Healings and click on it. And you can scroll down a little ways and it will be energizing this light beam in front of you here, about an inch down on your screen underneath the blinking flower. So here we go. We're going to bring in this beautiful energy here from one of the Defense Fleet ships. And here it comes into your living room. And this is pure love energy. And as it comes in, you can actually probably feel it come into your heart center. The Creation Lightship only does heart-based healings, does not work with the mind energy, thought projections, or anything like that. Remember, those would be gone after the ascension process and during that process. So ascension is being heart-aligned, not mind-aligned. And here is this wonderful energy here. So just sit back and relax, and Lightship comes here once every 2,000 years for the ascension process. There's only one Creation Lightship. It's the same one that Jesus was from 2,000 years ago when he was doing his ascension teachings and also healings for people that he connected with who wanted to advance themselves. So here we go. I'm going to do an entity clearing for everyone right now. So just enjoy this beautiful Lightship energy. How do you feel, Sylvia, as it comes into your room here?
Oh, I feel wonderful. It's really such a beautiful energy. It's hard to kind of describe how it is, but it's very just pure love and pure light, basically.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to first do some entity clearing on people. This is so you can become more in your body. It's very important to do this daily for yourself. And with this we do on every one of our shows here. So again, just sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do. The Lightship will do it for you. This is where the Masters, Saints, and Angels actually come from, the ones that incarnate here, to help humanity. So here we go. And we're going to take away from these energies that are emotional bodies of people who live down the earth. You may want to call them ghosts. They attach themselves to us. They can get attracted to us by our situations in our life. And they'll come to us from physical pain and traumas that we're dealing with. And they'll bring to us their addictions. And at times they can come into our consciousness and just take over the body and have us do different things that we choose not to do normally. So we're going to bring more of your spirit back into your body now. And for those of you who are a little more astute, who can feel energy, you're going to be working with your legs first of all. If you're new to the program here, about 1% of the men can actually feel, and women are about 50-50. And normally during these sessions here, you probably will feel your body actually changing density. So as your spirit comes more into your body, you will feel a little heavier. And again, when it comes in, if you needed some healing there, you're probably going to feel a warmth or tingles in your body. So you're coming into your body now. Your spirit, that we're receiving all these different little fragments of you that left in the now. And now goes from like now to now to now to now to now. It's only, you know, in the now when you leave. And we're bringing those back to you now, healed and complete in spiritual integrity. So we're going to be coming into your left leg first of all. So here we go, left leg. And I'll just count to 10 as you come in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we'll go to your right leg. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now we're going to be working with your middle part of your body above the waist and below the neck here. Then we'll be doing your arms after this process here. So this is mainly your solar plex area, your heart energy area. Your most of your chakras are there. So you may feel your body organs getting energized during this process here. So here we go. Releasing these entities here. You may have a pain that would be released out of your body possibly. There we go. Okay. I'm going to bring more of you into your body. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And a little more energy there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. I'm going to be working with your left shoulder and going down the arm, going into your fingers. So just kind of feel your whole left arm and hand and fingers right now as we release entities from them. And again, these are like ghost energies, emotional bodies of people who passed on that are just floating around here, and they come to you to take your spiritual energy from you. So here comes your spirit into your body and your left arm. So we'll count again as it comes in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Doing your right arm now, same process, clearing out the entities out of your right arm and bringing more of your spirit energy there. So here we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to be doing just your neck. A lot of people have neck problems, so take away entities there. Remember, if you have a neck problem and you have a lot of pain associated with your neck, neck traumas, maybe a whiplash or something, entities will come to you and prevent your healing from taking place. They'll be taking all your life force energy. So here we go, releasing these entities now from you in your neck area, and your spirit that's with you is also helping this that resides inside of your heart. So this is the light ship and your spirit working for you to do these clearings. So here we go, coming back into your body with more of you into your head, into your neck, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to do your whole head. So here we go. Again, take away entities from your head. This could be maybe causing maybe poor hearing, maybe poor eyesight. Maybe you have a toothache. Maybe you've been hit in the head. Maybe you're just completely out of whack sometimes mentally. Well, these could be entities causing your problems. So we're taking these away right now. Maybe you have a lot of head trauma. So here we go, bringing more of your spirit into your body now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we're going to do a chakra alignment. And we're going to reposition your chakras to give your maximum energy to your invisible bodies that make up the physical body here. Here we go. Heart chakra looks really good doing that first. Throat chakra, good. And your third eye, great. Power chakra, there's some issues there with some people, so the power chakras are not positioned properly, so we're going to do that right now. Good. Second chakra, good. And first chakra, great. Now we're going to do an opening for those who like to have their chakras opened a little more than what they are now. This will allow you to have more spiritual energy flowing into your body and promote maybe more healing for you. So if you wish to do that, you can. We'll go body width here. I'll use the word spin to open up your chakras. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Now going up again to your third eye, I mean your throat chakra. Spin, 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 getting ahead of myself here. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Now third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going back down below the heart. Power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, you might just kind of take a note of how your body feels right now. You should have a lot more energy flowing through you. And next we're going to do the mind to heart drop. This is where you can get in touch with your spirit, where your true guidance is. Your guidance is never outside of yourself. It's never in your head. Your energy is in your head. If you're getting voices or information from your head, that typically is entities coming to you. So your true guidance of what you need to know is always in your heart center. So we're going to drop you down. So again, think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. your awakening consciousness, this energy body, and your first floor is your heart center. So we're dropping down now, so I'll just count down from 10 to 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. There we go. It should feel a little more heart-centered right now. We're going to activate the beautiful light beam on your monitor screen. So just scroll down a little ways here. And this beam's on the creation light shift. There's only one creation light shift. This is what created the whole universe. And all spiritual blueprints are on this, and this is one of the beings that is there helping us do healing on everyone. So she's going to come into this photograph, so kind of watch the picture on your monitor screen. You're going to see the eyes get a little more intense as she brings her energy into this photograph of her. And actually, it's a drawn picture. And we're going now to energize her more fully. You can see the rays changing right now. I can see them changing right on my monitor screen. And her face is starting to lift off and become more three-dimensional here. There we go. Yep, there's her head kind of moving a little bit here. And if you look into her eyes, you're going to actually feel that love energy connecting with you here. So, Sylvia, I'll just turn it back to you here.
Okay, well, I'd like to go back to something you said at the beginning of the hour, which was really wonderful. And you said ascension is being heart-aligned and not mind-aligned. So could you talk about that and what that entails?
Yeah, unfortunately, we're involved in this time of in our lives, basically. In the last, say, 100 years, we're dealing with mind energy. And so, you know, everybody is talking about finding your parking place, et cetera, and using your mind to create your new reality. And it is, you know, nice to have good thoughts. You know, you want to always have that, naturally, not negative thinking. But the mind energy at the ascension time is no longer going to exist. Remember, the mind energy is the same thing as mind control. And that's where you get remote viewing, where you get psychic readings from. It's the mind matrix. And remember, everything from the darkness is created automatically in this mind matrix. This is where predictions come from, where people can view the future. And that's the dark side energies that are controlling you. And like I said before, the most obvious thing to look at is your horoscope or your natal chart. And that's how the planets from the dark side have connected to you to control your life. And naturally, the divine energy, the source energy, never created you to be controlled. That's why there's free will. And unfortunately, we have no free will here because if you just look at your natal chart, you can see why. And there's other energies also that are affecting us here, but like we did on the last show yesterday. So the main thing is to know that anything that's not of the now is not of the light. And so it's nice to have predictions. That means that the reader that's reading it is actually viewing the dark side script of what could happen if you choose to follow that script. And that's kind of your choice, and it's a predetermined script for you. Everybody has a script that's being controlled by them, which could be implants in your DNA doing that for you. So the main thing is to get heart-centered so that you can choose a different way of going about this process and not being mind-controlled because you can hear your spirit talking to you and telling you what to do. So during the ascension time, since the mind energy is actually the dark side mind matrix, mind control energy, that will no longer exist. This is why the light shift comes every 2,000 years to eliminate this mind energy and the beings that are controlling the mind energy so that the light can have its own spiritual integrity over again. And the light never created the darkness. That's another fallacy that was brought here by, you know, the Galactic Federation's teachings through their people that came down here from the spiritual hierarchy, which were not completely in 100% integrity. So they kind of got their teachings infiltrated by the dark a lot of times, and maybe words were changed through translations, etc. So anyway, the main thing is that there will be no more mind energy at the ascension time. If you're a student of ascension and you've been to different places, maybe you bought special pendants for ascension, maybe you bought some special pyramids, People have that a lot on the events when you go to the expos. Maybe you bought some special tapes to listen to for meditation, or you have different DVDs that you can watch. Well, all these things will no longer even work during the ascension time. So if you have a gigantic brain and you're memorizing all these different techniques, it's not going to be here. All that's going to decide whether you can do the ascension or not is, are you fully in your body 100% with your spirit? So the mind energy will be released from you, because that's the dark side energies controlling you. So it's very simple for the ascension process. Get into your body 100% and listen to your spirit. So as I'm saying this, as you can tell, most of the teachings that are out there, probably 99% of them, when I go to the expos, et cetera, this is what they do. They have just tons of practitioners, hundreds of them on these expos, teaching how to do the ascension process. And the information is all with the mind that I have seen. So you want to get into your heart center to allow yourself to connect with the divinity of who you are, which is your own spirit. Remember, you cannot buy spirituality. It's not outside of yourself. And although people, somehow their ego wants to actually pay money to buy special things, $1,000 pendants, et cetera, and they're not going to help you whatsoever for the ascension process. And a lot of times what you are buying is connected to the dark side by the practitioners, unfortunately, not knowing that they are doing this to people. So anyway, the whole teachings of Jesus is to go inside of your heart, and that's who your divine essence is, and it's not outside of yourself. So back to you, Sylvia.
So then, as individuals, if we become heart-centered and connect to our own divinity within, and actually be present in the now, then we can change this predetermined path or predetermined outcome that's already been written for us.
Yes, that's true. And remember, the Bible code of the Old Testament that we're discovering, by typing in people's names, etc., it's great for hindsight, and that's the dark side script on how the beings that are here, the people that are from the dark side, are able to find out what their next mission is going to be, their dirty deeds. And they know how to decode the Bible code and read the Old Testament and see what their next mission is going to be. So this is why the information is in there. Except that now we're getting more astute to be able to get a computer program to read these things. And that's why, these things are in there. So like I said, anything that's not in the now is not of the light, because the light only works in the now. Anything outside of that is not of the light. And most people, look for the future and put their spirit outside of themselves into the future energies, and then you're completely deluded and not in the divine flow. There's no such thing as the mind of God, like the New Age teachings talk about. All you have is heart energy. So unfortunately, the New Age teachings that we've had for the last 100 years, we'll say, is leading everybody astray. It's very, very sad, but that's the way it is. There are some practitioners that are teaching heart-to-heart healings, but very, very few of them are actually probably successful, because everybody wants your ego to go out there and to do something and to buy something and to be self-empowered by some type of special healing tool or some type of pendant that they can use, or some type of DVD they can look at and listen to, or have the dark side spiritual transmission sent to them. So the main thing is, like Jesus said, to go into your heart and kind of eliminate everything else. Go inside for your own guidance. So back to you, Sylvia.
So would you say that part of the message from the Creation Lightship then is that if everyone here were to get heart-centered and connect with their own divinity, and change from the mind-based energy to the heart-based energy, that we would have a totally different outcome as a civilization, or as far as ascension goes?
If everybody did connect to their heart center, there'd be no more wars here, because your spirit does not want to kill another spirit or another life form. So at that point, yes, if we were empowered that way, and it's up to you to go into your heart center. There are different religions that like to promote war. That's what we're dealing with now, basically, in the Middle East. Unfortunately, their spiritual teachings by the Atlantic Federation was war-based. And it's just very sad that they think that they can gain something out of, killing some people. And, you know, you can go on and on and on, but basically the whole thing with the mind energy is basically to control people and to dominate them. So that's the process. So get back into your heart, and if everybody was heart-centered, this whole world could change instantly. Because then you're not hooked up to the mind matrix, the mind control of these energies, and they would not work for anybody. And if that was the case, then this whole planet could change on a dime. Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, it'd be wonderful to talk about a little bit about the light ship and what it is and where it is and the light beings and the different saints and masters and angels and so on that reside on the ship.
Okay, the creation light ship is multidimensional. It is invisible to us, but when you go on it physically, as you're bilocated to it, it does take physicality. And the light beams on it that are working with us for the ascension process are doing physical healings with us. And the physical healings that they do work 100% on the light ship. And people who can see on the light ship are able to have a wonderful experience because they're actually bringing back information and talking about the light beings that they have seen. And the light beings on the light ship are taking the physical form of their next incarnation after the universal shift. So now, sure, there's plenty of races out there, you know, thousands and thousands of different creative beings, and they're here to help us. So people actually see these beings on the light ship, and it's just wonderful to have that experience. And there's like dolphins and whales. There are crystal energies there. You know, there's beings like us. There's, different types of, like, magnet set work, tuning forks, many, many types of modalities, sound, light, healing. Whatever you can imagine is there, and we experience those rooms when we go up to the light ship, which we'll be doing probably in about 20 minutes here. So back to you, Sylvia.
All right. Well, I'd like to address a couple of the questions that we have from our listeners on the fast chat. And one of them is our heart center at one with the creation light ship, which holds the blueprints of all in creation?
Yes, that is correct. The light ship created your spirit, and your spirit then is connected through your home base energy, and that comes down to you. And so, yes, it is definitely connected to the light ship at that point, yeah. This is why the light ship, during the universal shift, goes out and finds the different spirits, we'll say, and brings them back into spiritual integrity. One way to look at that is that it takes away the traumas. And then after the universe is dematerialized and rematerializes again, then at that point you're able to choose where you want to go to for your next incarnation. And like I mentioned on many, many shows, this is like a prison planet here. And unfortunately, there is forced reincarnation by the dark side because they want to steal your energy from you, your psychic energy, your emotional energy. So people have been trapped here for, you know, maybe 100,000 years or so. And then they created parallel lives for you to go into. And this is another artificial intelligence, an illusion. And your spirit thinks that it has to go to these lifetimes. So people have maybe 300 of those. So that's another situation that the dark side has created. Remember, this is all mind energy. So you need to get out of that to go into your heart. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, we have another question, which is the creation light ship out of time and space as we know it?
Yes, that is correct. And so you probably will not see it physically. It may not ever materialize here. It could, but the light ship did bring one of its smaller ships down, and it did materialize here, which was the Star of Bethlehem when Jesus was born. So that was one of the light ships from the creation light ship that was here. In fact, I'll talk about two miracles that happened probably, I guess, about, I'm thinking maybe 2 years ago. If you're in Los Angeles, you can probably remember this year as a big event. There was a JetBlue airplane flying around LAX, and this landing gear in the front was crooked. And on my conference call that I had that day, at the exact same time, Somebody got a phone call who was on the conference call and said, gee, Ron, there's an airplane flying around LAX and the landing gear's crooked. Could the Creation Light Ship help with this airplane? So I beamed up the JetBlue airplane right to the light ship, and the technicians there were looking at the landing gear. It was just hovering there. Naturally, it's out of time, so it was still flying down here. And this is probably about 25 minutes before the plane landed. And so they're looking at it and deciding what to do. And it finally got to about 20 seconds before the airplane actually landed. So the light ship decided to put two small invisible light ships underneath, one underneath each wing and two underneath the fuselage in the front. And so if you've seen that airplane land, everybody's wondering why the strut in the front of it didn't break off, why the tire never went off the rim, and why it only caught fire. And this is the reason, because the light ship actually came in with divine intervention and helped that plane actually do the landing. And I couldn't see it at the time, but I went on the internet the day after and saw an interview with somebody who was on it. A man was talking. He says, you know, I fly all the time on airplanes, and that was the smoothest landing that I've ever had on an airplane. So what happened also, another divine intervention from the Creation Light Ship, about a month previous to the JetBlue incident, there was a small Russian submarine in a net in Europe. And one of the ladies on the conference call, whose husband was based in Hawaii, who worked on submarines, said, well, can you do a prayer for these submariners down there? The Russians are going to be dead because they're not going to be able to get out of the net, and they're losing oxygen, etc. So she mentioned that, so I instantly brought up, I think it was probably 7 or 8 of the men on this small submarine to the light ship. They looked very, very afraid and scared. It's kind of like trembling, and they had nutrition brought to them. So their vital signs then became perfect, and they were smiling as they left the light ship. And then I beamed up the complete submarine. Remember, this was out of time, and then the light ship actually went through, and we did their oxygen system on this particular submarine. I guess they took out whatever they needed to do to make it so that I was whole and complete again and in perfect working order. Put the men on the submarine, and we beamed them back down again to where they were. And within a few days, I guess, they were rescued, and all the men looked very nice, apparently. I heard comments of that from somebody who was in overseas in Italy. And they couldn't figure out why they had extra oxygen on this little submarine, because it ran out of oxygen, supposedly, maybe a day before that or something. Anyway, that's another divine intervention that the light ship did instantaneously for us here. So this is actually the light ship that Jesus used for his healings and teachings, and it comes here once every 2,000 years. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, boy, that was wonderful to hear those examples, and have some people commenting also on the fast chat. So that's wonderful. So you mentioned a little bit ago in talking about Jesus working with the Creation Light Ship 2,000 years ago, and how the Star of Bethlehem was actually a light ship that was there working with Jesus.
Yes, that is correct, yes. Uh-huh. So since we're talking about ascension a little bit and Jesus, what we'll be bringing, I think, is the ascension energy that the light ship gave to Jesus. It's just a very wonderful heart-based energy. And so just sit back and relax. I'll put some music on, too, after this here, after I bring the energy in. So just kind of focus, if you would, on the light being in front of you. And this is the ascension energy, a pure love energy that Jesus had as he was brought up to the Creation Light Ship during that time. So here we go. So it's coming in. I'll use the word stronger to increase the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. There we go. And this is all heart-based energy. And you should feel your body possibly heating up as you have some healing work done to you. Request healing right now and just sit back and relax. and communicate with your spirit inside of you and just feel this beautiful energy of ascension. I think I'll bring in the energy of the Star of Bethlehem. So here we go. It'll come in right now to you. So again, we'll have to command the energy. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Wow. Love energy on the Star Bethlehem. Healing that the Creation Light Chip has done is take away the off-planet negative ET, the darkness energy mind control. So if you notice and go back, probably maybe 3 weeks, possibly 4 weeks from now, if you noticed, and this might be hard to recognize now, but before that time, your body kind of always was agitated. It could never really find the sense of balance and peace. And the light ship actually went to these ET races and eliminated them and all what was causing the off-planet mind control that was being transmitted here to everyone on this planet. So this is why your body now probably feels much more relaxed. You're going to have also a heightened sense of awareness. This is part of that because they were dampening that down too. So I've had comments where people could actually see better, maybe see more colors. Some of the mind chatter has left them. And just different things like this here. So what happened here in Mount Shasta, oddly enough, the light ships are going to be working with the sky, and I didn't know what that really meant. And today we had just beautiful blue sky. Normally the sky here and probably everywhere else in the nation typically is kind of a whitish blue. And here it was that the older blue I kept looking at, and I go, wow, this is incredible to actually see a blue sky. So if you have that or seen that today also, you might type on the fast chat or even give me an email to see if this is maybe worldwide, you know, in your area. So it'd be interesting to find that out. But yeah, here the sky is completely blue. It's just beautiful like it used to be, you know, years and years ago. So hopefully it'll stay that way. So anyway, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I'll just take a couple minutes to mention some of the things on the fast chat for anyone who's not able to look at that right now. We were talking a little bit earlier about that wonderful story about the JetBlue landing miracle that the light ship produced, and one of our listeners, Kyle and Adriana, actually posted a note on the fast chat that said that if you'd like to, you can actually go on to, I guess it's YouTube, and actually look at that landing. It's actually on there, so it's quite incredible. And we've had also a mention of the light ship healing someone's finger that was deformed. Someone's talking about that on the on the fast chat, so that's wonderful. Thank you guys for including all those comments. And another person was talking about their bunny having a little trouble. So I mentioned on the fast chat that we're going to go to the light ship pretty soon, and you can take a pet or animal with you when you go. So if anyone's listening and they are having a little problem with one of their pets, you can just take them with you to the ship in a few minutes. So I guess over to you, Ron, for that.
Okay, so if you're brand new to this call here, what we do is, or the radio station, I do these every Monday and Friday, 1 hour light ship healings for only $20, and we'll give you a little sampling tonight of probably about 10, 15 minutes of this here. So this is for physical healing for you, and you're going to be transported instantly out of time, and you will be on the light ship in your physical form, wearing the clothes that you have on right now. One lady commented, she goes, oh, my God, I was in the bathtub. You know, am I up there walking around with no clothes on? I said, well, they probably gave you a robe, so which is what they did. So anyway, you're up there just the way you look. And if you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring up, I'll just describe how you're going up for people who don't understand this here. Remember, your body's a vibration, so you're always being turned off and on and off and on. And since we have a consciousness here from our senses, we only know that we're always here. We don't know when we're not here. And so when we're not here, then we're on the light ship. So here we go. Again, think of animals or pets you want to bring up for healing. And this will only work live right now. It will not work on the archives. And so here we go. We're going up right now, going up, and we're there. And our animals and pets are now leaving us, going to some special light ships that specialize in these type of healings. And right now we're having our DNA scanned, and they're seeing what type of being we are. Remember, the creation light ship worships every creation that it ever created in the light. And so we're just one of those particular light forms. And so they are now finding out who and what we are. And we're now going into the next room, which is the orientation room. And this room is where we're actually selecting and choosing our doctor teams. They're showing us what type of healings they can do. They're telling us what they found wrong with us. So what I'd like you to do is maybe just request two different types of healings that you'd like to have, and they'll focus on that. But naturally, if there's something more major to you that they see, you know, they may not even work on what you're requesting. So if your toe hurts, maybe you might have something wrong with one of your maybe veins or arteries, and they're going to work on that, even though it may be unknown to you. So just do two requests here. And I can only see one room at a time. We'll probably be in maybe a dozen rooms at once. Remember, we're out of time, but we're in their time sequence right now, and they are invisible, but when we're there, all dimensions have physicality. So we're actually on a light ship. We're walking, and we're going into the first room. And the rooms that we go into normally all the time is this first room, which is the hot tub room. And we're in our own hot tub. Our energies will never mix with anybody else's. We have our own doctor teams, and I see a lot of green gel in these hot tubs. So the hot tubs are mainly used to detoxify our bodies. And so if you're pretty toxic, you might feel your body actually heating up. What they're doing right now is checking us out again in a different room for cancer. So this room has a thin piece of glass that's opaque, and it lights up kind of an orangish-red color where they can find cancer cells, kind of like an X-ray machine in a sense. And I'm not allowed to see the results for anybody, and we all get escorted with our own teams off into special rooms where they work with us. Another room that we're going into right now is the pain release room. So if you have any chronic pain in your body, that bothers you, again, just request healing right now. And remember, you're still in the rooms that you requested initially for what you wanted to have worked with. So I may not even mention those rooms. Remember, you're still there because this is your request. And you're also on the light ship talking about it also. So just think of it inside of your head. And right now we're in this beautiful room here for pain release. There's many, many modalities. So a lot of people like to put their hand on their body where they may have pain, and you may want to get up, possibly just stand up and stretch in about 2 or 3 minutes and just see how you feel. Another team now is working with our legs, checking out our ankles, our ligaments, our tendons, seeing that the leg lengths are proper. They're now working on our hip joints. They can relubricate your hip joints. So whenever I'm talking, if that seems to be a concern for you, then just think inside of your head, yeah, I want that done too, you know, because this is happening also. And remember, these healings only work in the now. So if you don't have the result that you like, then request it over again. And you're going to be in these rooms throughout the whole session. So we're going into another room, and I see them working on hands right now. So you may want to kind of take notice of how your joints, how your knuckles move right now, your fingers, kind of get an idea, make a fist back and forth here, and it'll probably feel a little freer in about a minute or two. We have our hands and our feet in some special solution. It's kind of thick this time, kind of like honey, and this is helping to eliminate arthritis. We're in another room, and they'll be working with our jawbone, working with our cheeks, checking out our sinuses. I see them working in the back of our throat right now, working on our voice box. They're also checking out our teeth for cavities and gums for gum infection. So if you find that your saliva is changing right now, that's the reason. They're putting some colored lights above and below our tongue, and they're now checking out our lungs. And you might actually find your breathing changing in about a minute or so also. So take a deep breath and just see how your breathing is. And we're going to bring in one of the lightship oxygens that's real good for doing healing work. If you have problems with breathing, this might be pretty dense for you, but it'll get better within about a minute or two. It may feel heavy. And there's 18 different types of oxygen on the lightship, and this is number 18. And so we're going to bring it down for you right now. Right now, monitor how you're breathing. Take a few deep breaths, and we'll bring in oxygen number 18. And here it comes. So I use the word stronger again to command the energies. So here we go. They're coming in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So take maybe a deep breath or two and just kind of see how your breathing is. We're going to bring in oxygen number 4. It's a different type of oxygen. And you're going to feel a quick change here. Here we go. So stronger, number 4. And we have a comment that the clouds have changed also somewhere from KW. If you could maybe indicate what state you're in, that would be wonderful on the fast chat. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. That feels very nice to me. How do you like that oxygen, Sylvia?
Oh, it's great. I'm just taking some deep breaths, and it feels really good, really energizing.
Hmm?
Okay. We have a question about, did the Creation Lightship help to clean up the water in the San Francisco Bay because it seems much clearer?
I'll ask someone up there right now, and I'll get an answer shortly here.
Okay, great.
That's a little different forte for me because I'm only in the healing aspect, but they'll tell me. So we'll do another healing. I'll have the answer shortly here. So here we go. Yes, they worked on it for 4.5 days. This is what they're telling me. Yes, that is correct. And they're telling me that it's 30% done. So here we go.
Wonderful.
Yep, that's great.
Oh, great.
So like I say on the different calls, this show is very popular on BBS Radio because we do have results with people on healings, et cetera. We're probably upwards in the top 5 to 10% of listeners on the show itself. And, you know, all these healings do work, and this is why we're still very popular, because this is where the lightship is here to help everyone. And this is, like we say, where spirituality kind of meets the pavement down here and where things actually have results. Unlike a lot of the other channelers who channel a lot of information, how wonderful you are, and there's no substance to what they're saying after you get done with the channeling, or no results. This is a show where it's completely in the now, and as you can feel these energies right now, you know that something is happening to you, so it's very wonderful. New York is where the person has the blue sky also. So
well,
here we go.
Really making the whole air in my room where I am just really fresh and really clean.
Oh, great.
Beautiful.
Okay, we're going to go to another location. And this location is where the dolphins are. This is a very favorite room for a lot of people. And so we're in a large swimming pool. And it's the silver water that sparkles like diamonds. And if you're sensitive at all, a little bit, I'd like you all to tap your palm chakras with, you know, your index fingers or your other fingers on your hand and kind of open them up here. Tell your body that you want to actually sense energy from your hands. And I want you to put your hands maybe a foot in front of you. And you're going to find a presence there, and your hand will stop on its own. So just have your body do this. This is not a mental exercise where you're trying to figure it out. Just say, body, I want to stop where that dolphin is. Because right now you're on the light ship actually touching the dolphin, and you're moving your hands back and forth, up and down, and feeling the beautiful skin of the dolphins as they're with you. In fact, it looks like some of the dolphins on some of the people, they're actually, the nose of the dolphin is in front of you. And so you can actually caress the whole dolphin and feel their eyes, etc. So do this right now, and you're going to have a wonderful experience actually touching the dolphin in front of you. And I'll just continue on here. We're going to bring in a divine energy. We'll bring in the energy of Mother Mary. And at times she'll bring in the essence of the fragrance, you know, of roses. So we'll just see what happens here. So here she comes from the Creation Lightship. This is her original spirit energy. And we know her here on this planet as Mother Mary. Other planets will say that she's incarnated into, she'd be a different life form, entirely different. But this is her original divine spirit energy, and we know her as Mother Mary. So here she comes, stronger, 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 and stronger. Great. Okay, they're still working on your lungs. They're going to do a ribcage adjustment to everyone right now, so you might feel your ribcage change slightly as they inspect it for you and reposition your ribs and your sternum. If you've had a car accident, request healing. Tell them what your problem is inside of your head right now, and you're actually going to feel your ribcage probably move a little bit here. And right now we're going into the lung and heart area physically inside of your body. The light beams are going to reposition your heart and your lungs so you can breathe better, maybe take away some of the fatty tissue. As you get older, your body organs kind of sag a little bit here, so they're going to reposition them in your body, maybe move your liver and your stomach over a little bit, and some of the intestines here. So here we go. There we go. There, that's being performed right now. They're also working on your tailbone up to the top of your head, working on your spine and central nervous system. So if you have any concerns there, request it. Right now they're working on the small of our backs. I'm seeing some people who have problems with possibly their kidneys. Maybe they have maybe a kidney stone, or just their kidneys are sore. And also they're working on your liver. So this is very wonderful. And what I will add is that a week from today we have our four-hour ascension call. The price is $60, 60, and it starts at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And that's on December 15th. So if you like what's happening tonight, just connect with me, and we can put you on that conference call. And they also do water charging the last hour. So it's 3 hours of lightship healing, which is devoted for the ascension process, where they work with your RNA and DNA, realigning that for you, and they also do physical healings. So here we go. We're in another location right now, and they're starting to work with our hormones. So if we have any problems with that or out of balance, they're going to correct that for us right now. And again, just request your healings in case I haven't mentioned the room that you would like to go into. And we're going to go into one other room here. This is the room where you were created on the light ship. This is the full essence of you, your male, female self, using that terminology. So it's you and your twin flame as a complete spirit. So you're going into this room right now. And I'm going to count through 10. And this is what I call Love Walks In. And this is a song from Van Halen. You know, contact is all it takes. And Love Walks In is your spirit coming into you. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. This will be the last room that we're going to be in, and I'll just put some music on for about a minute here, and you can enjoy your spirit that's with you right now. Thank you. kind of coming to the end here of the program, so we're going back to the orientation room where we're thanking the doctor teams for working with us. And now we're going into the transporter room where we're being united with our beautiful pets and animals that we brought up. And they're placing around us a beautiful white light energy cocoon. And they're ready to come back right now. And now we're here. So I hope you really enjoyed that session here. And I hope that you have the healings that you asked for. The healings are between you and the light doctor. So it's up to them and you as to how much baggage you've released down here, as the healings on the light ship are 100%. But if you haven't dealt with your issues of emotional traumas and densities, then that caused your initial problem from your ancestors brought to you in this lifetime. So you need to release those energies. So this is how the situation kind of works on healing. You have to be fully in your body to get all the energy of the divine. On the light ship, you have that. And the next thing is, it's how much you have released as far as emotional traumas. In a sense, that's what Jesus was talking about, being like a child, which is innocence, and not having judgments. And so this is the way you want to get to for your complete spirituality. And Annika asked if she could come on to the four-hour call without having to actually be on it. Yes, I do have absentee lists of people who actually do that because they're working. And they do feel the energies from the different rooms that we go into. And so, yes, that is a possibility. That happens all the time. So I don't know what else to say. Just that blessings to all of you, and I hope you really enjoyed this healing session tonight. And stay with your spirit and the heart. And like the song of Van Halen, it's, and then you sense a change. Nothing feels the same, and love comes walking in. And this is what we're all about in this program, heart-based healings. And to regain your spiritual integrity of who you are, so you can have your complete guidance with you all the time and walk and talk with your spirit. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And anything that you want to add, Sylvia?
Just thank you all for being with us this week. It's been a wonderful week. Thank you to you, Ron, and to the light beings. It's just been a wonderful week of healing and teaching, and we are looking forward to being back with all of you on Monday, 4 p.m. Pacific. So until then, have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Stay heart-centered. Much love and blessings to all of you. Good night.
Good night. And, yeah, if you did see a change in your sky, if it's bluer, please send me an email. You can just go to radio@creationlightship.com and do that. Go to my website. Information is there, too, also at the bottom of this page. And if you want to be on our email list, just go to the very bottom and type in your email. So thank you, everyone, and hope you enjoyed the Lightship Healing. And blessings to all of you.